The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. It's fun to decorate the house with colorful holiday plants and seasonal greens. They create a warm, welcoming atmosphere during these cold, dark days. But whether you're decorating your own home or giving holiday plants as gifts, you should keep in mind some can be toxic to pets and young children. The reactions can range from a mild skin irritation to stomach upset to a serious reaction needing medical attention. If you suspect a plant is being tasted by kids or pets, to be safe, call the Poison Control Center or your vet to find out the right course of action. Some common bulbs can be the worst culprits. Amaryllis, daffodils, and hyacinths all can be toxic if the leaves or bulbs are ingested. Holiday greens such as mistletoe, mountain laurel, and yew sprigs can also cause a reaction. And colorful berries such as holly and bittersweet are harmful if eaten. Surprising to many people, poinsettia leaves are not as poisonous as you'd think. The leaves can cause an upset stomach in kids, but a child would have to eat hundreds of leaves to really get sick, and frankly, they aren't that tasty. If you want to avoid these holiday plants and still have a festive house, consider safer alternatives. Some plants to decorate with that aren't toxic include Christmas cactus, orchids, and African violets. So, should you forego all these beautiful but potentially harmful plants for the holiday? Certainly not. Just be aware to place them where kids and pets can't reach them and move them to a safe location after the holidays. And now for this week's tip. When buying a live holiday tree to plant around the yard after the holidays, dig a hole where it will be planted in the ground now before it freezes. Store the soil in a freeze-free garage or shed. Store the tree in a cold garage and keep it only indoors for about a week so it doesn't break dormancy. Plant it outside right after the holidays. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about mistletoe. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.